Yo, that bubble noise you hear can mean it's only one individual that would bring you such a glorious sound. Shout out to everybody that understands what it's hitting for. The voice, you've heard it plenty of times. The hairline, you've seen it receding for years now. You know, it's your boy Jerv, aka Haven's dad, live and in full effect. You know, I would like to toss to my man Mari at this point, but he's over here in tears right now. So it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to another episode of Rap Names Podcast. You know, two dudes just out here, bro. Like, we just trying to touch some topics that y'all want us to touch on. And you know, just be our authentic selves. Mari, what's good with you?
I'm chilling, man. Listen, man, I know Jerv. I talk to Jerv all the time, and we kick it a little bit before we record and shit like that. And I wasn't ready for that intro at all. So I had to mute my mic because that shit would have sounded like Eddie Murphy was on stage or something right now. I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling, bro. You know what I mean? I appreciate the transparency and all that. You know what I'm saying? Happy to be back. Like you said, we back for another episode. First and foremost, I want to shout out to everybody that's rating us, subscribing, reviewing, sharing the pod, you know, hitting us up on the side, telling us about how the pod got you through your day, how you couldn't wait for Sunday, you know, to get that pod. We appreciate all that, man. Thank you each and every one of y'all for supporting, man, for real.
Y'all the real MVPs, and that's on some real shit.
Absolutely. Always. You know, none of this happens without y'all. You know, y'all been supporting us from day one, you know, the OG Bomb Show, which if you haven't checked out, you know, we had a great episode, man. We had a great episode. If you guys haven't tapped in, go back and do the homework on that. We had super producer Elite on that joint. Gave us a great DMX story. Multiple. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, how much did it trip you out when he mentioned that concert? And I told y'all, yo, I was there. Bro,
that's, you know what's crazy? So that moment, I was like, nah, like, this is like, you know, for this shit to come full circle like that, like for this to be, it's a DMX concert, it's Elite talking about this, and then Jerv is like, nah, I was at that show. And it's like, of course, like, it only makes sense that we all on this call right now, and we having this conversation, and like, you was there. So like, that was ill. That whole episode was just, you know, was ill. You know, check out the Overflow for all you guys, that's Patreons and stuff like that. But yeah, man, we back with another episode for y'all. You know, this is the segment of the show where we started off, we do the quick hits. And, you know, this week we want to start this off with my man Conway the Machine, La Machina. He dropped a new song earlier this week. I guess more so like last week now. I believe it was like last Friday. It came out, a joint called Blood Roses with his man Jay Skies, I believe. Yo, that song is fire. That song is like traditional.
You know what, bruh? I'm not even gonna let you gloss over like that. Yo, shout out to us, bro. Shout out to us, because we talked about it on the pod before, the week before, and we straight up said, yo, we need, we need some Conway music, bro. Like, you know, I need the group, you know what I'm saying? I need the squad, but at the same time, man, anytime any one of these dudes blesses us with their with their wordplay, their griminess, their real shit, you know what I'm saying? It's always love. So shout out to Conway. Without you even, you know, who knows, bro? You might be checking the pod out, you might not, but somehow, some way, bro, you just knew you knew that's what we needed. So absolutely. You know, shout out to the machine, man.
The universe spoke and it brought everything full circle, because I think Jerv and I were texting, and we was like, bro, we spoke this shit into existence. Like, let's not even, you know, like, really, let's not gloss over the fact that we was just talking about Conway, and a song comes out, and then now it's a whole, because when I sent Jerv the song, he was like, oh, it's a tape? And I'm like, this is just a song for now, but they saying the 16th, like, this is what they saying. He's like, wait a minute, we just talked about this. So I like to believe that we made that happen. And Jerv, you will get your wish about, you know, getting the group back together, because we have, for the first time since, I want to say, like, was it Spurs 3 or what was it? Was it Spurs 3? I don't know.
You saying not they last project, but you talking about the last time they was all on the track together?
Last time they was all on the track. Was it
– they was
on – was after Spurs 3, right?
Nah, Spurs 3 was before Benny Benny's joint. They was on Benny together. They not the one – not Plug 2, but the one right before that, whatever. They was on that joint together. For sure.
So now this one, we get them back again, man. La Machina is dropping – tonight at midnight. You know, we record this on Thursday, so by the time you guys get this episode, you'll already have sat with this album for, you know, 2 days, 2.5 days or whatever. There's a song on there, the last song on the tape, SE Gang, and it's Westside Gunn, Benny the Butcher, and Conway.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. We got it. We got it.
Fact,
we got it.
I'm gonna raise the bar just one more, yo. If you listen to our podcast, you already, like, I know you checking out Griselda. You checking out anything they do. So, you know, when y'all hear the joint at midnight, or if you leave it for the weekend for that workout or that, you know what I'm saying, that solo mission, whatever it may be, add us. Send an email. Let us know what y'all think about it, man.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
You know, if it's something, I mean, listen, if it's something you feeling on it, send an email. Add us. If it's something that you're not feeling, which I can't imagine, you know, word. But hey, man, to each his own. You know, add us, email us, let us know what you're thinking about. You know, because we're gonna talk about it next week on the pod.
I like that a lot. I actually like that a lot, man. Yeah, I love that idea, Jerv. Matter of fact, like, you know, as soon as y'all hear this, email us. We'll have those emails fired up on the next joint. You know, we'll read them off probably to kick the show off because we're gonna review the album. You know that, like, track for track. It's 11 joints on it. There's not too crazy with the features. He has, you know, again, Jay Skies is on a couple joints. He has JID and Ludacris on the joint. He also has El Camino. So he kept it the home team for the most part. So I guess the only outside features are 2 Chainz is on it as well, on a joint called 200 Pies. So it's not too crazy with the features. You know, what I'm expecting is for him to take another step up, like, musically, because, like, Conway, to me, every project he seems to mature more, he gets better. Obviously, you know, he's gonna give you the grimy bars and he's gonna rap his ass off from start to finish. But I think musically, he's tapping into a different bag and he's getting a little bit more creative. You know, what do you think, like, expectation wise from this? Like, how you feeling about it?
I mean, you know, I don't throw out classic and nothing like that because I feel like that's just. Ridiculous expectations to put on somebody. But I definitely expect something that is, you know, that you can be like, yeah, that's him. You know what I mean? That's him. Me personally, like I told you, I think he's the nicest out the group. Benny was my favorite for a minute. He might be it, bro. Like on some real stuff. I respect that. You know, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a solid project, man. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, I don't think he'll, you know, one, he doesn't have that audience for him to drop something and to be considered, you know, album of the year or something like that. None of them do. But at the same time, you know, unfortunately, no matter how nice it is, you know, the album of the year is right. Is coming out, you know, later.
We're going to talk about that too on a later episode. You already know how that go. But no, Conway is one of those people who, he's on a short list of people who every time he drops a project, I think it's going to be his best one. You know, where it's like, I love his tapes, I love his albums, and I love everything that he drops pretty much, freestyles to songs to whatever. But as soon as I see that he's dropping an album, I'm like, oh, this is going to be it. Like, this is going to be better than the last one. Like, I know it is, you know, and I've yet to be disappointed. You know, I run through a lot of, you know, Conway's music. Like, when I'm cleaning my house, man, if I'm not listening to, like, Sade and, you know, Florence and the Machine and Her and all stuff like that, I'm listening to Griselda pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Like, my wife and my kids know that I'm listening to Griselda 100%. Yeah. So I'm hyped about the tape. We're going to get that tonight. I will be up. I will be listening to it. I will be taking my notes, all of that. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I'm not even going front. Like, I'm up. I'm going to be up. I'm wise, bro. But I promise you this, when my mornings start tomorrow, and
we're going to talk,
you know,
When
I'm making my coffee, I'm pouring it in the cup.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I take that sip. I promise you. I promise you, this is what I'm listening to.
Oh, yeah. Nah, we on that. We on that, bro. But But let's know, make a smooth little transition to an anniversary this year. This is 16 years ago. 16 years ago, State Property 2, the movie, debuted. So now, I would like to let Zerv kick this off because, you know, him being the native, you know, Philly guy, the Philly general and all of that, you know, Philly spokesperson and all that. Where were you 16 years ago? And when you heard about State Property Part 2 coming out, like, what did you think? And like, what did you feel about the movie and all that?
So what is, you know, what year it was that it dropped? What's it? That'd be
05.
05?
Yeah.
I was my, so that was my first year out of college. Yeah, because I stayed down for an extra semester, which turned into a year because I was just, not school-wise, but I was just like, yo, I'm not going home yet. Like, for what? Like,
absolutely. Yeah, oh, yeah, facts.
But, yeah. For me, so I was out of school. I watched it. I definitely didn't see it in the theater. I don't even know if it came out in the theater. You know, this is heavy. This is heavy. My man got the movie error. So I was definitely in my man crib, watched this joint. And to be honest with you, I was kind of disappointed in the second one. To be real, I felt like the first one was super duper, like, yo, we the hardest ever, you know what I'm saying? Even though it was based off of a quote unquote based off of a true story or true events that happened.
Right.
I felt like the second one, they got super duper like rap albumish with it. You know what I'm saying? Like super.
They got real Hollywood with it.
Yeah,
they got real movie. They got real movie with it. That's what it was. Like it was like, oh yeah.
Like even with the ending, bro. Like Beans is in court, right? That's how this one ends, right?
No. That's the first one.
How does this one end?
The second one, he's in the car with Dame. Like they was beefing and all that, and he's in the car with Dame, and like he bring it full circle because in the beginning. His lingo is right. Like, we got to throw him a surprise party. Surprise party is like a robbery or whatever. So he's like, yeah, man, I think we need to throw him a surprise party. That's the last scene that he look up and, you know, all that. So,
yeah. I mean, so, you know, like I said, I was heavy in my bag. So I enjoyed it. But, like, I ain't never probably even watched that joint again. Because, like, even though I enjoyed it, I watched it again. But like, even though I enjoy this, kind of just like, I'm cool. Now I'll tell you this: if I was on some scrolling through the I don't have cable, but you know, I do what I do, and so if I'm scrolling through a TV guide,
right,
and I see it's on and there's nothing else on, I'm gonna turn to it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna turn to it. Yeah.
It's entertaining, man. And I think that everybody, because I saw the movie after, like, a couple of my homeboys, you know, they was asking me about it. They was like, yo, your boy's in it. You know, Dipset, they in the movie. I was like, what? Like, well, I got to see this shit. You know, I got to hurry up and see this. My take on that movie was basically the same as yours. The first one was super grimy. It was super just like, it's like a hood classic. You know what I mean? To be honest with you, that first one is crazy. Like, it was a great movie. I was shocked. I was like, damn, like they pulled off a great movie here. Part two was kind of like more, they dressed it up a little. They had a little more animation with it, and Mariah Carey was in it, and
they had a budget. It looked like they had a budget.
They absolutely had a budget. The colors was, you know, the blue looked a little bluer. You know what I'm saying? You can really see what's going on and all that. So I mean, I wasn't mad at it, but it is one of those movies that, like you said, I think you probably summed that up perfectly. If it's nothing else on and I'm scrolling and it's a Saturday afternoon and I'm just chilling, I don't have nothing else to do, and State Property 2 is on, no matter what point of the movie I catch it, I know that I'm going to, like, watch it. I'm gonna watch it the rest of the way. But it's just crazy to think that, like, you know, it's been 16 years, dog. Like, I was 17 16 years ago. I was, you know what I'm saying? Like, we haven't done this in a minute, you know? So,
well, you know what's funny? When it's certain age brackets, it don't sound as crazy. So, you right. Saying you were 17, I was,
yeah.
In 2004, I was 24 turning 25.
Okay, yeah. See, a lot of my homies was like that age because, like, I came up around like the older dudes just by way of like my brothers and having my pops and all. You know how that goes. So, yeah. So a lot of stuff I was exposed to early. Just, you know, and I had to, you know, stuff like that sent me to school feeling like I got the one up on everybody because I'm like, wait, that nigga's doing this? Like, I'm, you know, and I had to catch myself like, oh, wait a minute, I am 16, 17. Like, let me slow down a little bit. They might not know this yet. But yeah, that movie, it was just, it popped up recently. Sometime this week, I guess like a couple of days ago, I looked up and I was like, damn, it's been 16 years. State Property 2, dog, it's one of them movies, man. It's one of them. I'm gonna watch it. I'm a not even hate watch it, but it's like a guilty pleasure movie. Let me say that. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. Shout out to the guys. Shout out to O.
You know, he's still doing his thing. Shout out to State Property, bro.
Shout out to State Property for sure.
That was my college. That was my college life, honestly.
Bro, listen.
You couldn't tell me anything. Think about it. I'm in college at the time, right? I'm from Philly. Mm-hmm. New York swag is crazy. Mm-hmm. Stupid crazy. Big homie brings in these goons all from Philly, and he's co-signing them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
He's only 16.
He's only 16, bruh. Like, so you couldn't tell us nothing, dog. Like, and so, but yo, I wanted to ask you something real quick. I see you didn't put this on the rundown, and I purposely didn't remind you because I just wanted to catch you off guard.
Okay.
So real fast. Before we get into the meaty part of the show. Real fast, I just wanted to know. No, it's not even that deep. What you listening to right now? You ain't put that in the joint. I know you always you love asking that. So I figured I asked you this time. What you listening to?
At the moment, I'm not gonna lie. Like I'm still listening to ESTG, still listening to that heavy. I recently was listening to Mailbox Money, the Nipsey Hussle joint.
Okay.
Just because it's been so long since I just sat with a Nipsey tape, because I'll be honest with you, it bothers me to listen to Nipsey's music after his passing, because like I held him in such high regard while he was, his time on earth with us. And
yeah,
all of his music, like I listened to it and it was like an audio book to me. Because I would learn things when I listened to him, and that's rare. That's something that's like a lost art in music. So I recently tapped back in because Mailbox Money has always been one of my favorite joints. And I was listening to Babyface Ray. Shout out to the city, shout out to Detroit. His last tape, Unfuckwittable. It was just like a little short tape, little short EP. I've been listening to that. It's like 7 songs. So yeah, that's what's in my rotation. Still EST, Nipsey's up there, and then that Babyface Ray. What you fucking with right now?
So you called me when you heard you saw the vibe I was on. So with the passing of DMX, rest in peace to the legend. I did, I dug into my CD crate.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
love doing that, bro, because there's a lot of stuff that's not on the streaming joints, or at least not the one that I have. Or I get into a bag and I just listen to things. So I was listening to that Dream Team. I guess it would be an album, right? That was an album. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that yep. Dream Team album. I came across that when I was trying to find some, so I found like a Rough Riders Volume 1. I was listening to that because, I wanted to get the X-Johns that might not be on the radio. You know what I mean? I listened to Belly. I found Belly. I was listening to that. But the joint was Dream Team, bruh.
I called Jerv just as we was chopping it up, about something. I was on my way to work, whatever. I called him, and bro, the moment that I called him, dog, like it took me back to like a time in my life, man. Cam's verse on We Are the Champions was playing, and I was just like, I forgot what I was gonna say to him.
I got plans that was better than jail. Now look, we like Bird, Parrish, Kevin McHale, Scott, Worthy, Jabbar, and Magic. Oh my God, it's magic. Isaiah, Dumars, I will carve your casket. Phil, Scotty, and Mike. Phil, Shaq, and Kobe. My guests will detach your homie.
I was like, damn, dog. Now I just want to vibe out. Just don't say nothing. Just let me hear the rest of the verse, cause like that's probably my favorite Cam verse ever. You know what I'm saying? Like it was. At that time, you got to remember when that album dropped, I'm in high school. I'm like, wait, what is this? Like, mm-hmm. I Am Dame mm-hmm. Dash is on there, you know, and I Am Dame Dash was like my
shout
favorite
out to
song.
Dame
like,
for oh, not God. Rapping either, yo, because
said,
everybody
I can't rap. What you thought I was gonna rap? Never.
Come on, man. No, shout out to Dame for being true to himself, bro.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. That's the underrated part of Dame. Like he never
Beans
got
killed that joint
like,
too. Beans oh killed God, that joint.
No, we the realest nigga. Illest I would kill. Like, bro, I probably know everybody's verse on that song, man.
Chris got a bad rap on that joint because everybody said he rapped off beat, but he didn't rap off beat. He had a tough assignment. I think he handled it well, man. But Cam stole the show on that, John.
Yeah, I thought Chris handled that well. I thought Chris did his thing on there because like he rapped on the hardest part of the song to rap on, and it went with that. It wasn't even a beat there. It was just like, you know, it was like chaos was, going on. Yeah. Right there. He held it down. I thought that was perfect. Like I thought that was like kind of on purpose because. His voice mixed with just the tempo yeah. and the it's the Rockefeller.
He's label, only baby. 16. Yo, bro, the only thing I wanted from that we didn't get was I just really wish the Hov would have been on that joint. I wish they would have extended the beat, had Hov on it. I wish Free would have been on that joint.
Yeah, same. I give you that. He redeemed himself on Rock Army. Is it Rock Army?
Yeah.
Illa Sister Roe had it. Nigga, not a rock guy. Nah, shout out to that tape, man. Shout out to that.
Yeah.
2021, mental health is finally a thing. So many people are struggling right now and aren't feeling like their normal selves. Therapy helps. And it doesn't have to be sitting around just talking about your feelings. So what is therapy exactly? It's whatever you want it to be. You could privately talk to someone if you feel like you're not dealing well with stress or you're having relationship issues. Whatever you need, it's time to stop being ashamed of normal human struggles and start feeling better because you deserve to be happy. And now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you to help. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is really about. See if it's for you, because you are your greatest asset. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Black Opinions Matter listeners will get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/BOM. That is BetterHelp.com/BOM.
You know, that's back in the day, man. We talking about like now, present day. We older, we both fathers, and you know, got a home life going on and all that. So this is what I want to ask you because I saw something come across my timeline recently, and I saw a picture of a dude with his eyebrow smeared across his face. You know, his eyebrow wasn't where it was supposed to be, and it was everywhere. You know, and I was like, damn, what's going on? Turns out the guy gets into it with Aaron Donald. Professional football player Aaron Donald, built like Thanos. Aaron Donald, same guy. And I guess, as if you need to, you know, clash with Aaron Donald in Friends, that's already enough. It's a tall enough task. But allegedly, this is what happened. You know, it's got into it over something with a bottle. I think the room, you know, report said it was something with a bottle came up from the dude table. And, you know, I guess he went to confront them. And then you see the picture, you know, dude's eye looked like Homer Simpson mouth and all that, you know? I want to ask you, at what age or do you feel like you're at that point where it's like you're too old to be trying to, quote unquote, prove you're tough? And I don't mean let somebody walk all over you, let somebody just get away with whatever, but like to prove you're tough in situations where common sense should prevail.
I'm going to tell you this, fam. Whew. I say, for me, it was probably right around 30 for me, right? Maybe like, yeah, like a little bit around like that 30 range. And it was just, I started working at ESPN. And I realized that, at least in my mind, I thought, even come to find out, they wouldn't give two shits about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I, you know what I mean? I wasn't high enough on the totem pole for somebody to really give a fuck what I did, right? but this was my mind at the time. I was just like, yo, I made it here. I always wanted to work here. I can't draw. Now, full disclosure, I'm a chill boy just to begin with, right? Like, I don't really, I've seen too many crazy things happen. I have my own thoughts on it. So you really got to do something like wild to me to make me like really want to rumble you or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I shoot, dog. I tell you, like now, yo, outside of like my loved ones being in harm's way, you know what I mean? Not even stupid disrespect, because I'm a handle that, but I'm also just gonna be like, yo, in my mind, like, I'll give you a prime example. Damn, I didn't even think about this. I'll give you a prime example. And my bad. I know I'm going.
Not good.
I went and I was picking up, I was on my way to pick up my daughter, and I stopped in the morning to get some coffee. I had some trash on my floor. I had my door open. There's three parking spots over from me, right? It's not a packed parking lot. So I got my door open. I'm clean. You can clearly see I'm doing something. Somebody pulls up and blows the horn. Now, the time of morning it is.
Oh, man.
Right? The time of morning it is. I already, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just getting my coffee. I turn around and I look. I look and then I shut my door. But I had to look because it's just like, yo.
Like, word, fam.
Like, come on. Yeah, all right. Like,
come on.
So, Bull, it's a homie, and I'm assuming his shorty or female's in the car with him. Bull, he just stares at me. So, I just stare back. And I said, yo, you good? And he said, yeah, you good? I said, fam, I'm great. I'm just wondering why you're staring at me. And he said, yo, you staring at me. When he said that, I said, you know what? You know what? I'm 40. I'm about to just drink my coffee. There's no reason for me to start my day off like this with something drunk, especially with the climate and everything it is right now in this world. Yo, God forbid something happened to me in that nature or just period. But if something happened to me in that nature, like, I don't want it to be Cass's reading. It's like, yo, it's over a parking spot. And I don't mean that to be to downplay or a little, because I know that's really happened to people.
Right. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah. But like, I at that moment I was like, yo, not over no parking spot, bro. Like, you just try, like, I'm just trying to start my day. You got it, fam. It's all good. Right. Yo, I said what I had to say. I let you know I wasn't no chump. You know what I'm saying? You good? That you good was, you know what I'm saying? That was all I needed to say. Yo, you good? Now, you know I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro, 30 is when it hit me. But I tell you this, recently over these last couple of years, incidents has happened to me. I'm just like, yo, I'm just trying to be a dad. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to be a dad, bro.
And it's tough in those situations. And I want to get your thoughts on this before I answer. And real quick for everybody at home that's still playing Philly Bingo, he used draw and ball right back to back. So check your card. But no, so I want to ask you this, though. Like, do you still get those, or like, how do you feel in those moments right after? Because I know you said, like, you cooler heads prevailed, and you was like, look, I'm just starting my day off. It's cool, like, whatever. But like, the moments right after that situation is over with, do you ever still get those feelings like, man, I should have?
Yes.
And not even, you know, you get what I'm saying, though? Yeah.
Because two times that I've had to, you know, on some stuff where I was just like, word. I tell you this, after I pulled off in both situations, the whole ride to wherever I was going, I was just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like you should, yeah. It's like, yeah, you wrestling, like, you. And I ask that because I deal with the fact of like wrestling. Like,
did I just look like something when I'm just trying to be the bigger person and take the higher road?
Because you start to feel like if a thought even crept in my head, I'm a hoe. Like, yeah, I feel like a hoe.
Damn.
I should have said something. You know what I mean? And it's fucked up that we have to like have that on us, because that should carry with you like for the next month, 2 months. You be in the shower like, nah, nah,
month, bro. I'm gonna tell you this. This oh, and this is on everything I love. One incident happened to me around November on Thanksgiving. I'm gonna tell you that incident still sit with me to this day.
I believe you, bro. I believe you.
Like, still sit with me to this day.
I believe you, dog. Like. And then you'd be like in the car on the way home, you would turn the music down and be like, nigga, like you would be going over with you.
Luckily for me, the incident around Thanksgiving, I had my daughter in the car with me.
Got you. Got you.
So, you know.
Got you. Yeah.
It was just heavy conversation going.
Yeah. But I asked that question because it was on my mind. So, like, there was a situation with me at work, right? And the one thing about me, my number one rule, I don't take anything from the outside into work with me, and I don't bring none of that shit home with me. Like, nobody should have to pay for what happened where I just came from. It don't matter. My home life is great, but regardless of what's going on outside of work, I just don't carry none of the energy with me. So anyway, in my job, you know, you have to communicate with people to get things done, you know, in a timely manner, and I'm pretty high up at what I do. So I'm talking to my homeboy who's like very high up at what he does. And basically it's his job to get whatever done that I need done, whatever, right? So there's another dude who's kind of like in the middle of that like transaction or whatever, like that chain. Now, his job is relying on mine and my homeboys, and that's fine, cool. Me and this dude don't talk. Like, we don't have a rapport or whatever, none of that. We walk by each other's whatever, right? But we used to, like, he used to speak or whatever. And I don't know at what point it went to something where it was like, you know, we don't speak, but it don't really matter to me. So anyway, this particular night, he had an issue with something that was going on. So I'm sitting there, I'm chilling. Now, I already got the issue resolved because it was something on my end. I had it resolved already. I hear him in the office just running his mouth, like, yo, like, you know, this thing over here need to get taken care of, blah, 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 blah. So I'm sitting there and I'm just like, I wonder what he's talking about. You know what I mean? Part of me was like, I wonder what he's talking about. So I leave out the office. I come back. He's still talking. So in my head, I'm like, let me go up here and see what's up. So I went up to him. I said, what's going on? He was like, nah, I'm saying, like, you heard me and him talking about blah, 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 and you ain't say shit. I said, what? And this is what he said. Like, he didn't say, like, you didn't say anything. He said, you ain't say shit. I said, what? I said, yo, dog, first of all, I already talked to who I need to talk to about this. Like, I don't have to tell you nothing. Like, I spoke to the people I need to speak to. You know what I'm saying? I left it at that. And I dubbed him, walked off on him. So he pulled up on me. And it was like a manager, like, right there, like, out on the dock with us. And he's like, he's talking to the manager at this point. So I'm looking at him, and I'm just like, I'm waiting for him to say something crazy so I could, you know, like, whatever. Like, I wasn't going to fight him right there. Like, we at work. It's whatever. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm going to see where he take it. So he came over there. He was like, nah, I just was frustrated because blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling the manager, like, yo, dog, look, basically this is what happened, X, Y, Z. It broke it down to him. And so now the dude is like, oh, okay, so that ain't had nothing to do with you then. All right, cool, my bad. It's just a misunderstanding. It's miscommunication. He was like, all right, cool. And we left it at that. When I tell you, to this day, I still regret, like, not even regret, but I'd be like, I should have knocked him out as soon as he got, you know, as soon as he started using profanity with me, like, what you mean I ain't say shit? I don't have to tell you nothing.
Yeah, yo,
you
know what I'm saying? Yeah, that profanity is real, bro. Like, there's certain words
that I don't like it.
It just trigger, yo.
Because it's unnecessary, dog. Like, it's very unnecessary. And it's like, we grown men, we can have a conversation, bro. Like, you don't have to do all of this extra shit with me. You know what I'm saying? And in that moment, I use my words, the calmer me prevailed, because I don't like getting upset. And anybody that's been around me when I was upset before, they've been like, yeah, nah, that's not a good, you know, and I'm not trying to act like I'm, you know, whoever, but I'm not the toughest nigga, you know, it ain't none of that, but I'm a man.
You're just a man, bro. That's all it is.
That's really it, yeah. And so, but yeah, man, like, situations like that, you know, they happen, and like you said, parking spot issues, or you standing in line somewhere, or dude give you a look. For me, it's like, I got kids to get back home to. I got a wife to get back home to, dog. Like, I got pets to get back home. I got a life to live. I'm straight. I don't need none of this shit, you know? And I can't remember if I read this somewhere, if I heard it, but it was just like, if you got an issue and you look, you know, like, I can't take that personal, dog. Like, you might got some shit going on in your life that's forcing you to be that way. I can't take that shit and like put that on my plate now too. Like, you can have that by yourself, bro. I'm gonna just keep it moving. I'm gonna just walk right by you. Hey, all right, you got it. Cause you got way bigger shit to deal with than me in this little moment right here. Like, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I just want to get your take on it, make sure I wasn't bugging.
Oh, that's what. One little thing real quick before you transition. I'm still not rumbling Aaron Donald though.
Oh nah, hell nah. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. We said all of that to say,
yes. Bro, these are normal looking. These are normal human beings that I'm having.
Yeah, we talking about dudes that's like regular built guys, 5'8", 5'9", regular guy, regular 9-to-5 guy. Put his, you know, shoes on 1 foot at a time, like me and you. We're not talking about. Listen, when I play Madden online, I make sure that if I'm not playing with the Rams, my offensive line is doubling Aaron Donald. This is a video game we're talking about. In real life, I'm not doing it, bro. We going the other way. Whatever happened, hey, you got it, bro. We about to get up out of here. We just finna leave anyway. Matter of fact, we don't need to be out this late anyway. You got it, bro. We holler at you.
Yeah, you got it, fam.
You got it. Yeah, you got it. I'm y'all, putting the hand. Hey, you got it.
Y'all be good.
I don't know if y'all ever seen those videos of the red pandas. They put their hands up and shit like, hey, you got it, bro. I'm about to get up out of here and all that. But yeah, man. You know, like I said, we older, we more mature, we wise, and we fathers, man. You know. And speaking of that, speaking of being dads, recently I was in Walmart and I went out there to get a set of the Allen wrenches, right? We had to take the girls' beds apart. We about to move into a new place soon. So while I'm in there, I'm looking at all the rest of the tools. I'm looking at like tool sets. I'm looking at TVs. I'm stopping doing double takes at the TVs. I'm reading the specs on it. And I'm just like, and I had to catch myself. I was like, damn, am I that guy now? Like, am I the guy? Because I thought when I was young, I'm keeping a buck. I thought when you get older, your interests just become tools and TVs and, you know, shit like that. I didn't know you had to actually, like, this has to be in you, or like it has to be something that you grow into. And I think I'm growing into that now, dog, because I was in there really comparing tool sets and like, what's the better option? Because this one got that and that one got this. I never was that guy before, but I think I am now. And I think I found my dad interest at this point. And my dad interests right now are TVs and good Tupperware. Those are the two things at the top of my list right now. That's like, that's the way to get me. Also, if I'm ever in the store, I cannot leave until I check out the t-shirt, the socks, the underwear section, because I regret not taking those gifts more serious when I was a kid. When people used to give me underwear and shit as a gift, I used to be like, come on, man. You knew I wanted that game. Like, why would you get me...
Socks are so
key. Why would you give me 3 packs of socks? Now, you give me 3 packs of socks, dog, we having drinks. You can come spend a night in my house if you need to. Like,
I don't let those socks have designs on them.
You let those socks be some fire socks, and I touch the fabric. You know, I touch the material on them, and they good. I help you hide the body, man. Allegedly. So like, do you have things like that? Like, what's the earliest or like the latest, like dad interest things that you can think of?
So for me, let's see. I never was a maker. So you, as far as like hobby type joint or interest, TVs is definitely, but I've always been into TVs, but I'm looking at them differently now.
Same. That's exactly how I was, though. I always appreciated a good TV, but something was different this time. Like, I'm looking back like, oh.
Yeah. I'm definitely into like my crib smelling like, you know, yes, what I'm saying? Like yes, not yes, just not having no fragrance, no odor, you know what I mean? Or just, you know, but like definitely, you know what I mean? Not so like them, what's them joints called, bruh? The aroma, not aroma, but they, you know, you could put the different oils in them or whatever. It might be aromatherapy joints or whatever, but I fool with them joints heavy. So that, and then cooking wear. I like good cooking stuff, bruh. Like I like the joints where I ain't got to do too much cleaning afterwards. Like, you know what I mean?
And that shit is important. and this is how you know you into it. Because the price don't seem crazy to you. like 15, you know, 10, 15 years ago, you would have been like, man, I'm not paying that. Man, give me the $3 skillet.
Bro, five years ago.
True. Five years ago. You ain't gotta go right. Like, man, let me get what's that joint? $2? Let me get the one for $1.69 then. I just need to cook a burger. I don't really need none of that. These days, it's like, nah, I need something that's real. Like for real. But you know, like when you said something about like the crib smelling good, for me, the best part of my day is when I get up and I decide that I'm about to clean up. I'm cleaning up and I'm spraying something good. I'm lighting a candle. And the candles I light is gonna be fire, bro. Like first and foremost. Anything I spray, when I clean up, I'm a lemon scent guy. Like anything I spray to clean up is lemon scented. Anything I spray in the air is going to either be citrus or vanilla. And any candle I light is going to be something. It's going to be something that's like brown sugary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something along that line. It's going to be something sweet. Look, something oatmeal. You know what I mean?
Right now I got cinnamon apple going right now.
And see, something like that. Something like that is 1,000% my wave. Like I'm lighting something that's sweet smelling.
Yeah.
But not too sweet. It's going to be not sweet too. With a little. Yeah, you know, it's going to have.
And full disclosure, mine's ain't like a Bath and Body, no shots. It ain't no, it's right. Not like a Yankee Candle. It's a smoke odor, John.
But I
enjoy their odor just to begin with. You know what I mean? Like it ain't too wild with it. The name may sound wild, but like at the same time, like it's not overbearing. Like, and I don't have no problem with them Jones, but I used to like those. I used to like the Yankee Jones when I was younger. All them like. All them wild smelling joints, like the smells like this or smell like that. I fool with them, but my I'm a little different now. I like the subtle joint.
Absolutely, and that's what I've settled into as well. It's like I like what I like across different, like I said, levels. Like as far as when I'm cleaning up, if it ain't lemon scented, I'm not using it. Like if it's not lemon, some type of citrus smell, I'm not going to use it as a cleaning supply. Sprays and candles and all that is going to be something subtle, and that should always get the job done for me, because like I can't even relax. And yeah, I look back at my early years and I'm like, damn, I used to chill in my room. My room was dirty. Like I used to chill and be like, I'm talking about comfy in my room, like watch TV, sock right here, my food, like it's. And I'm looking back now, like how did I even operate with my room not being cleaned, dog? That's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning. Like,
I'm big on that, bro. I keep it a beam with you. You know what it was? When you were younger, you were in your room, but you really wasn't in your room. It was all about making that move, or it was all about going up front, or it was all about, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might have been in your room, but you was on the phone or something.
Not even aware of, like, the surroundings. Nah. You're just like, this is my room. I know that
it was your room, but it was a place that you really honestly and truthfully just you know, depending if you play video games, you might play a video game or two in there, or you might or you just
listening
go to sleep.
Music, burning CDs, whatever you're doing,
you're doing something. You're not just in your room. Like now, you know, you wake up, you gonna parlay a little bit. You know, you may turn the TV on, you may not turn the TV on, you may look at your phone, you may not. There's gonna be a lot of moments.
Yeah. That's a great point. I guess I didn't look at it like that, because now when I'm in my room, like you said, to your point, I'm way more just aware. And I think that comes with
like you go to bed now. You don't just fall asleep. You go to bed.
That's true. That's actually a great point. You actually get prepared for it and you're like, okay, let me do all of these things because mentally I need to be in the right space to do this. Whereas before, it's like, I'm about to eat. Some music is playing. The light is on. I'm just fall asleep because I'm fall asleep. It is. I had a day, you know, whatever. I might have smoked something. I'm about to fall asleep. And I'm going to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm going to turn that off and turn this off. Now, don't even think about it, bro. It's not happening. And I think a lot of what you're saying makes perfect sense to me now, because like I'm more present in the moment. I'll say that before it was just like, it's a constant, like coming and going. It's like, whatever, it's fast paced. Now I'm just learning to appreciate the things that I have, like on a different level. You know, not that I never appreciate them, but it's like, nah, this is my shit. I need to make sure that my domain is like how I need it to be. Like, this is peaceful It smells like I want. It looked like I want. And then now I can exist in it. Because before it's like, if this shit look bad, I feel bad. Like, it's like, nah, I can't even move around, you know, if the room is dirty or if this is that, if this is out of place. So, that should make a lot of sense, dog. Like, that, it really does. To look at it from that point of view. But that's what I'm on right now, though, for real. Like, I was in there looking at them TVs, like, nah, what? Yeah. They only want what for this? You know what I'm saying? I was like on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's time to get one of them.
Them prices is different now, but they got them crazy Jones though.
Yeah, hell yeah.
They definitely had them crazy Jones. And you know what? I'm cool. I don't need the crazy John right now.
Yeah.
I might get one crazy John, but not like I'm not gonna do up the whole crib with it.
Yeah.
Not there. Yeah.
Yeah, nah, it's
everything don't need to be crazy.
I was looking at like a 65 inch joint, and I was like, I think they only wanted like 600 for it. And I looked at it, it was like a Samsung joint. I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Well, you know why? Because they got them other Jones out now. They call the Jones crazy.
Jones wild. Yeah, they got the shit that dude, it's just a light on it, it's this, it do this, it talk to you and all that. Like,
yeah.
But I saw the 65. I was like, shit, I'm good with that right there, to be honest with you. Like,
hell yeah.
I'm straight with this. You know what I mean? I'm cool. We did have, like, last week, I wanted to get to this one. You know, I did have a email in here. It's relating to DMX, you know, and once again, rest in peace to DMX. Again, if you didn't check out the bomb episode from this past week, don't do your homework on that. We gave X his flowers for sure. So there's an email in here, and it's interesting because I want to get your take on it. And it says, as someone born in 95, first of all.
God damn.
I know, man. Like, that's, I'm even saying god damn it. Y'all know I'm usually the one that's like, I'm the young dog on the, you know, in the situation. But as someone born in 95, I grew up in rap, and my biggest take for the longest has been DMX greater than sign Nas. X music was always more enjoyable and had bars to back it up. So this is all they said, you know, in the email. And so I'll say this. I understand, and I'm glad that you put that, you know, the year you were born and everything, just so to give us a little bit of perspective on it. I get it. It's not necessarily like a hot take or a bad take even, because it's DMX we talking about. You know, it's not like you name somebody who never quite made it and you're just like, yeah, he better than Nas. Like, if you related to DMX more, or if his music caught you at a time, at a pivotal part of your life, and, you know, X had that power and that presence and the charisma, I can 100% see you feeling that way. And it's valid. To me, it's valid. And I think that the masses will probably agree that DMX's commercial success is, like, Nas' shit is not even close. You know, like, X was really out here. You know, how's it going down and what they want and all this. Like, what, bro, every time X dropped something, it was like, yeah, this shit is going number one. It's going to take over the globe for a minute, like everything. So I'm not mad at that. Like, how you feel about that, Jer?
I'm not mad at it. The 95 part is killing me, but I'm not mad at it. I don't agree with it.
Not me either.
But at the same time, like, I'm not mad at it. You know, everyone's entitled to their opinion. X was one of my favorites for years. I don't necessarily think the longevity will hurt him. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that hurts him as far as being better. And you know, Nasir Jones ain't exactly something to be played with either. You know what I mean? So it really depends on what you know, what stirs the pot for you. For me, yeah. You know, I'm still shocked. What X did is one of the craziest like runs I've ever seen, just as far as not just the consistency, but the volume, but them shots going in. So, yeah, shout out to X, man. Rest in peace. Shout out to Nasir Jones for being one of the nicest to ever touch a microphone.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. I definitely agree that, like, Nas, if you're talking about just bar for bar or like just lyric wise, I want to say I'll take Nas. We got one more. We're going to get out of here on this one. This one right here says, I'm wondering if either of you have any factors you consider when listening to a highly anticipated album for the first time or if you just throw it on. I'll say this. I don't go into it with any expect, like I can't say I don't go into it with expectations, but I temper my expectations. I just want to see what's going on. Like, let me just run through it and listen to it real quick. Let me make sure I'm in the space to listen to it. Let me make sure that I'm not like distracted or whatever, just so I can kind of get in that mood real quick. You know, I don't want to be surrounded. I don't want to be like at a party listening to an album that I need to tap in and hear everything the artist is saying. So I make sure I'm in the right setting depending on who the artist is. Like, if it's an artist that make party music, I have to listen to that while I pregame or something just to get the full effect. You know, I think that may be it. I don't necessarily consider too many factors when listening to an album. I just kind of take it for what it's worth. You know, make sure I got the time dedicated to give it a fair shot, really.
For me, I say that I definitely want to make sure I'm in the right environment. I want to make sure that I get the opportunity to actually listen to it. I don't really expect anything from anybody when they come out. Well, I do expect something, actually. I'm sorry. And I just expect that person just to be themselves. You know right. what I mean? Because obviously I'm already a fan, or, you know, if I'm interested in something. Yeah. I'm already a fan. I'm interested in your music. I'm already here. Just give me what you are normally, just give me your normal flow, your normal routine. You know, not saying I don't want you to evolve and all that stuff, but all that trying out this, that, and the third, you know, I don't really need all that. And I just want to be in the right environment to really take it in. I like to listen to things in my car for the most part all the time. Yep. You know what I mean? So when people come out, you know what I mean? Like, for instance, when Conway come out, when I hop in the car first thing in the morning, I'm turning that, you know what I mean? That's when it's going to be on. I'm definitely
going to the car wash with that plan, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's only going to be probably 25, 28 minutes. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. So, like, I got that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like 11 joints, yeah. I think we both can agree on that, man. You know, and again, man, you know, I opened the show with this, and I want to leave y'all with this. I absolutely appreciate you guys for continuing to check us out every single week. You can catch us every single Sunday. Catch us on the Bond feed. You catch us on, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Google, wherever you listen to your podcast. Continue to rate, subscribe, review, share the episode. Continue to hit the emails up, man. rapnamespod@gmail.com. Coming up soon, I'm going to do a giveaway. Jerv, I'm going to let you know the details of this once we wrap up and all that. But I'm going to do a giveaway soon. Me and Jerv going to talk about the details. And we're going to iron it out. And we're going to get back to y'all. But for now, we out, man.